Okay, we're learning a sicha by the Rebbe, a talk by the Rebbe on trust, on bitachon. This talk is based on Moshe Rabbeinu, Parshas Shmois. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. And we mentioned that also Yaakov was afraid. And there's an argument between our sages in the Midrash, in the writings, whether this was a good thing or was not a good thing to be afraid, even though God promised. God promised that he's going to be with Yaakov. God promised Moshe Rabbeinu, don't be afraid, everything is going to work out. And they anyway were afraid. Of course, this promise of Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu was later. Here we're dealing with Parsha Shmois, when Moshe was afraid because Pharaoh heard that he killed an Egyptian. That's why he was afraid. Okay, so the Rebbe explained. Oh, the Rebbe actually did not explain. He asked the question. The question that needs some understanding is, okay, so we say emuna, faith, basically, is that we have faith that Hashem can, that in Hebrew is yecholes, he can. Of course, he can do anything he wants. Okay, so I believe he can do anything he wants. He can be good with me. He can be, God forbid, bad with me, whatever. He can do anything he wants. And even if I'm a terrible person, he can be good with me. That's emunah. That's very nice. But is he going to be good with me? Well, I don't know. I have faith he's going to be good because he can. But that's not bitachon. Trust means I know he will be good with me besides my own behavior. It doesn't matter how I behave. He is going to be good with me. And the Rebbe asked, what's the vados? How are you so certain, so sure that God is going to be good with you? Why? Okay, so we're in point number 3, Gimel. Apparently, every time we see the Rebbe saying, apparently, of course, we're going to reject this explanation. Apparently, we could explain the following way. The whole thing of trusting God is based on the faith that everything comes from Hashem. When you find yourself suffering in oppression, in some kind of difficulties, it's not because there's some kind of power, God forbid, on the thing that is oppressing you in any way. Like, something has power over me. No. Forget it. It's not such a thing. Everything comes from heavens. Everything comes from Hashem. No doubt about it. Automatically, you're with incomplete tranquility. You really feel, don't worry, be happy. What difference does it make? Look at it in any way you want to look at it. That's a classical Talmudic expression. In any way you look at it, it's going to be the same. If you don't deserve anything bad, you're a good guy. Don't deserve anything bad. So certainly God is going to save you from this oppression that you have right now. Because you don't deserve anything. Jump the brackets, then we're going to go back. And if you're not proper for this, you don't deserve this kindness of God, and actually you should have some kind of punishment. You still feel tranquility. It's okay. No problem. Because you know very well, clearly, that this suffering that you're going through is not a result of the bad things you did, for which you actually deserve punishment, because each person knows himself, herself, etc. This comes only from Hashem, because you did not fulfill your obligations towards God. That's why God brought you this thing. In other words, in any way, again, miman nefshach, in any way you look at it, you should be tranquil anyway. Why? If you don't deserve it, don't worry. God is going to help you. If you deserve it, it's okay. You know what? I deserve it. It's fine. God knows perfectly what I deserve, what I don't deserve, so he's good with me, actually. He's helping me to pay my debts. So why are you so worried? You shouldn't be worried. V'im ken, if this is so, ein yiro sa'ila makadosh baruch hu levad. You're only afraid of God. Like, it's okay, no problem. Whether I deserve it or I don't deserve it, it comes from God, it's fine. I'm happy. Now let's go back a little bit to the brackets. The Rebbe said, in the first part of the logic, so to speak, let's suppose I'm really a good guy. I don't deserve anything bad. So God is going to help me. No question about it. Brackets. V'zehu gam kesh'ein shum makom b'derech ha'teva shinatzen. This applies even if there's no way in a natural system of the existence, so to speak, that you can be saved. Even if you don't see any chances of being saved, hey, you're a tzaddik, right? You're a good guy. This is the part of the logic we are. You're a good guy. Who can say God what to? Who can tell God what to do? He can change the nature. So I'm happy, no problem. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a righteous person. I don't deserve anything bad. God brought me this thing. He's going to save me. Yeah, but you know what? The piano is really falling on your head. It's just 2 centimeters out of your head. It's going to fall on top of you. No problem. I'm a tzaddik. God is going to help me. Naturally speaking, I'm dead. But you know what? God is beyond nature. No problem. That's the first part of the logic. The second part of the logic is, even if I do wrong things, I see the piano falling on my head, and I say, yeah, I did this, 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 and that. Well, actually, I deserve it. It's okay. I'm fine. Brackets at the end. Oitzois. Moreover, whatever is happening to you is for your own good. You see that the Rebbe actually underlines the word. The piano is falling on your head, and you say, yeah, actually, it's good for me. I deserve this. Yadua. As it's known, shegam onshei ha-Torah im chasdo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the punishments of the Torah are the kindness of God, lenakos es ha-adam mipegam ha-aveira, to clean the person from the blemish of transgressing, b'mken, ein makom ledayeg ha-aveira. There's no reason, if so, there's no reason to be worried, to fear something else. Like, I'm fearing Pharaoh. What do you mean, Pharaoh? It's only God. Okay, so we have this probable explanation. According to this, we can understand that things, we'll see in a second, don't actually contradict. You can be in complete, absolute trust in God, even though you know that maybe your sins generate that God is not going to fulfill his promise. Like Yaakov was afraid, even though God told him, I'll be with you. Why was he afraid? God told him, yeah, but you know what? I know myself. So God is not obligated to fulfill his promise. I didn't do my part. And you're not going to be married. You're not going to marry to be saved from this problem. It's not a problem. You can still trust God. This does not take out of your the tranquility of your soul, so to speak. Because you know anything that happens to you comes from God. So you're fine. You're okay. No problem. And this that the commentators of the Midrash wrote, that the real understanding of the Midrash is, of the writings of our sages, is that it would be proper not to be afraid. Not to be afraid. And you should not learn from Yaakov and Moshe that they were afraid, and the proper behavior is not to be afraid. Why is this? From the simple understanding of the verses, sounds like that they were afraid of something else, the thing that was causing them pain, causing them to suffer. From that they were afraid. Ah, you're wrong. Moshe was afraid of Oig Melech HaBashan, of a king, whatever, a giant king. And Yaakov was afraid of going down to Mitzrayim and Egypt. Hey, wait a second. The only thing you should be afraid of is God. So as soon as you got something else, so to speak, you're wrong. Don't learn from Moshe. Don't learn from Yaakov. They should not be. The problem is not to be afraid. They should be afraid of God. That's fine. When you're afraid of something else, nah, that's not right. You're wrong. The Yaakov Ayarebe Esav. Yaakov was afraid of Esav. Of Mitzrayim, Esav, whatever. Kama shekasva, Yira Yaakov me'oido yetzalai. In Parshas Vayishlach, in the Parsha of this week, Yaakov was afraid of Esav, and he was suffering, actually. Etc. And that's why he divided his family into camps, etc., etc. And the same thing happens with Moshe. Don't be afraid of him, says the Torah. This kind of fear, being afraid of something else, Esav in the case of Yaakov, Oig in the case of Moshe, this indicates that there's something wrong, something missing in your trust to God. So this is the explanation the Rebbe brings. Using the word lichyoira, apparently we could explain like this. So you deserve it. What's the problem? Just anyway be happy, because you know you deserve it, and God is good. That's okay. The piano is falling on my head. No problem. Dalit. 4. Aval ein biur ze maspik. However, this explanation is not enough. The Rebbe is not going to stand on this explanation. Why? Ki inyonno shel midas habitochem bepashtus. Because the whole thing of trusting God in a simple way, in a simple explanation, don't come to me with weird, mystical things. Simple explanation of bitachon means not just tranquility. Rather, that you trust that it's going to be good for you, in a good that you can actually see. Really, and say, this is good. That God is going to save you from your oppression, from your problems, suffering, etc. So, if you tell me that trust means your tranquility, okay, you can say, God is going to punish me, and it's fine, because it's better him punishing me than the rest of the world punishing me. Okay, he's kind, whatever, I deserve it, etc., etc. Are you really feeling good, like, something good is happening to you? No, the truth is not. The piano is falling on my head. I'm almost dead. But whatever, God is good, you know. That's not bitachon. I'm sorry. Bitachon means piano is disappearing. Yeah, I see it falling on me, but he's going to disappear. I'm sure about it. No question. I'm smiling at the piano. He's going to disappear in heaven. Poof, no more piano. Really? Yeah. How is it? Why? Lefi biur anal yoitze. According to the explanation we brought, comes out. Sheinyan habitachon lefi pashtus inyonoi eina sheyach el tzedra v'Yisrael. This whole thing of trusting God, according to the simple explanation, pashtus, the Rebbe underlines it twice, like many times. The simple explanation is that this feeling doesn't really apply to most of the Jews. That means most of anybody. It doesn't really matter whether it's you or not. It doesn't really apply. Forget it. You want me to feel like that? No way. Parentheses. There's no righteous person. This is a verse in Koheles. There's no righteous person that does just good and never sins. There's no such a thing. And who is the person that can actually decide on himself that he is proper for the kindness of God? God owes me, you know? I'm such a good guy. He should be thankful that I exist. Really? Can you say that? Who can say that? V'inyan habitachon etzlam hu be'ikar bekach shegam im lo yizku lechasdi Hashem areim b'menuchas ha'nefesh. And the whole thing of trust mainly means, according to the explanation we gave, mainly means that even if you're not meritorious of the kindness of God, you're still with tranquility and feel okay anyway. Even she'akolu mesaboyre, because everything comes from God. Hu gam le'toivosam, and even even if it doesn't feel so good, it's for your own good, you know that. Ela sheina teiva nis benigris. Rather, I just don't see how good this is. Like when the child asks you for the candy number 2000 already, he ate 1,999 candies, and he asks for one more candy, and he says no. He says, one more candy. It's for your good, you know? Stop, please. It's for your good. And the child says, okay, suppose it's for my good. I want more, one more. Suppose it's for my good. Okay, whatever. So this feeling of tranquility only applies to tzaddikim, to such great people, like huge people, not to regular people. Rak, brackets, rak tzaddikim gmurim, v'shleimim b'avodasam. Only complete righteous people, they are complete in their service to God. And they don't even worry that maybe my sins, what do you mean sins? I'm a complete righteous person. There's no such a thing as a sin for me. They only can trust God that it's going to be really good for them. And they will see the goodness of God. So we're like circumscribing trust in a very, very small amount of people. The Gemara says, the Talmud says that Rabbi Shimon was talking one time with his son, Rabbi Elazar. And Rabbi Shimon told him, Ra'isi bnei aliyah ben mu'atim. Rabbi Shimon said, I saw great people, really high level people. They're not so many, you know. Maybe they're two. And it's you and me. Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Elazar. And maybe it's only one and it's me. That's what Rabbi Shimon said. It's only me. Just one person in the whole humanity. So is this a teaching? Trust God. What do you mean, trust God? Like, get out of here. It's just one guy in the whole history of humanity. No. And what's the real problem? Continuing. Choyves alevova is kasaf. The duties of the heart's rights. When he is explaining the reasons why a person can actually trust God, what does he write? That quote unquote person, that entity or whatever it is that you trust on, that entity is complete giving. Complete giving. And he gives kindness to those who deserve it. And to those who don't deserve it. And the Rebbe stresses these words. Even to those. What does it mean, complete kindness? Complete kindness means not that you give a schar, a reward to a person that did something good. That's not complete kindness, because you had to do something, and that's why I'm giving you a reward, because you did something good. Complete kindness means, even if you don't deserve it, I'm giving you anyway. Wow, that's kindness. And his kindness of this entity that you trust on, his kindness is constant. And his kindness gets projected, so to speak, with no interruption. Loi ifsak, it never interrupts. Like if you trust on somebody that sometimes is a good guy and sometimes is not, you can't really trust him. Because maybe really when you need it, he's going to say, no, I can't trust you. Now I really need it. You know, I'm always there. Just today I'm not there. Yeah, but today I need it. You're always there when I don't need it. Today I need it. So I can't trust you. In the case of Hashem, God, of course, is always there. And real trust means you're always there for me and you're always good for me, whether I deserve it or not. It doesn't make a difference because you're always giving, you're always good. Harei, says the Rebbe, after quoting Choyves Alevavis, the duties of the heart, Harei she'inyan habitachon miyusad al zeh, shekosh baruch hu meitiv gam lemi she'enu roi. We see that this whole thing of trust is based on the fact that God is good even with the people that don't deserve it. And it's really good. It's not maybe sometimes good, I deserve it. No. Real good. Tzarich biur. We have to explain this, says the Rebbe. Afal pi sherachme Hashem em gam al mishein ro, even though the mercy of God is upon those that don't deserve it also. Hari mikon makom mitachas shemagia le'adam oinesh al ma'asav. Maybe, even so, it could happen that a person actually deserves a punishment because of his deeds, whatever. Haloi tovim, he bad deeds. You did something, so you actually deserve something. Umao yaseid shel midas habitachon, what's the fundament of trust? She'adam boiteya batuach, she'akadosh baruch hu yeitiv loy. That you're so sure that God's going to be good with you. Afimeni ro'i lekach, even if you don't deserve it. Like, it doesn't make sense. The definition, either the definition is wrong or something else we're not understanding. The definition of trust has actually two details. This is what the Rebbe is bringing here in this talk. Detail number one, your tranquility on yourself. I'm fine. I'm so fine. Detail number two, I'm sure God is going to be good with me. No doubt about it. And I'll see how good this is. Not because it's bad, but I see it good. Yeah, because bad things are good for you also. No. It's good, 100% good. Everybody can see and say, wow, look at this guy. You won the lottery. That's good. Whatever, just an example. Piano didn't fall on you. Wow, amazing, a miracle. The piano just disappeared. I don't get it. Why? You will see really this is good. So the Rebbe is asking, how can you be so sure that it really is going to be good? You can be tranquil. That's fine. I can get that. The first detail, I got it. Because you understand that God is good, whatever, and sometimes I deserve it, you know. So okay. So I'll say this is good also. But inside of me, I'm really crying, you know. I don't like this. But whatever, God is good, but I don't like this. The second point, it doesn't make any sense. How can you be so sure you have no zero sins? Or even if you know you have, God is going to be good with you anyway. Why are you so sure? This is what the Rebbe is asking. Hey, now comes the explanation. We will understand this according to the words of our Rebbe, that means the third Rebbe Chabad, whose name was also Menachem Mendel, Tzemach Tzedek. He wrote a book called Tzemach Tzedek. That's why he's called like that. This idea was mentioned so many times by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, not mine, the Rebbe's father-in-law, the Tzemach Tzedek answered these words to somebody that was actually asking for mercy from the Tzemach Tzedek, that he should arouse mercy on God for a terrible, terrible sick person. Chas v'shalom. Somebody was really sick, went to the Tzemach Tzedek, please ask for my sick, whatever, person. What did the Tzemach Tzedek answer? Tracht gut, but sein gut. Think well, it will be well. And then it translates, Chashev toiv, yeh toiv. Think well, it's going to be well. This is what the Tzemach Tzedek answered. Umashma mitvarav, it sounds from these words, Ke'etzem ha-machshava le-toiva ha-vitochein, tavi le-teitzois toivois. Uvetiva nire v'anigle. It sounds from these words that the essence itself, the fact itself of the thought, of the good thought, that means the trust, this will bring the good results. And good, in a way, you can actually see it. We're talking about somebody sick. What's really, in a very simple way, what's really good? He should get cured. That's good. Not he should pass away. No, he's not suffering anymore. What do you mean? I want the guy to be alive. That's good. Don't come to me, he's not suffering anymore. I want to be alive. I want the guy alive. So again, it sounds from the words of the Tzemach Tzedek that your good thought generates, brings the result of something good. And I think the explanation is the following. The Rebbe says, like, I can explain this way. I'm jumping the parentheses. Translation. The obligation, the mitzvah, so to speak, of trusting God that we were actually commanded to do is not just a detail from the faith that everything comes from heavens and that God, He is merciful, He is good, and there's no reason for such an obligation, such a specific obligation. Like, don't come to me and say that trust, it's a detail in faith. What's the faith? God is good. But so trust is just another detail. No. No. And parentheses, v'toitza v'derech mimeila. It's an automatic result from faith. Trust is a result of faith. No, says the Rebbe. We're talking about two different things. Faith is one thing and it's very important. Trust is a different thing. It's also very important. Ella. Rather, the obligation of trust, it's a work in itself. There's something not related to emunah. It could be based on emunah. Okay, if you don't believe God exists, of course you're not going to trust God. That's like obvious. But it's not the same thing. Not the same thing. It's a different thing. And again, trust is not a detail within emunah. What's emunah? God exists. And God is one, God is good, he's going to be good with you. No. You're wrong. Emunah is God exists, he's one, very nice. Trust, what's trust? I'm so fine, God is going to be good with me. Tranquility, complete tranquility, menuchas anevesh, and everything is going to be so good. Really? Just like that? No, says the Rebbe. No, you're going to have to do something. Yeah? What do I have to do? What's the peula? What's the activity of trust? The Rebbe explains like this. Mahusa v'gidra, the essence and the definition of trust. What's bitachon? She'ha'adam ismoich ishan al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person should rely, and ishan is like get supported by Hashem. Ad she'yashlich kol goyrale b'yad Hashem. To the point that you actually send all your faith, your destiny, so to speak, all your things, in the hands of God. Like everything depends on Him. You put everything. As the Psalm says, 55, at the end, Hashlech al Hashem Yahavecha. Throw on God all your burdens. He's going to carry my burdens. Forget it. I'm not doing anything. Really? Nothing? No. Doesn't mean over here. But what's the work? What's the definition? He will carry my burdens. She'ein lo yishum mishan ba'oilam bilad Hashem, bilad Yisbarach. This is the key point. There's nothing you support yourself on except God. There's nothing else. Not my money, not my health, not my job, not my nothing. Just God. V'yishloiman, and we could say, this is the intention of the writings of the duties of the heart. What's bitachon? He brings another example. Like a servant, slave, servant, whatever, that he is in jail. He's in a pit. In the hands, in the dominion, so to speak, in the hands of his master. All the trust of this prisoner is on his master. You're given into his hands. Nobody can damage you and nobody can help you except this person. There's nobody else, nothing else that can help you. Brackets. That's why it's understandable. This kind of trust in God is in a way that the natural order of things doesn't make any difference at all. Even if, according to the ways of nature, it's impossible that you get saved. It's really impossible, says the Rebbe, like underlines. It's impossible. You're still relying on Hashem. Because God is not limited to nature. Nothing limits him. This itself is the basis for the trust of a person that God is going to be good with you in a revealed manner. Even if you don't deserve this trust. The idea of trust is not that you believe faith. No. What do you believe on? Because the kindness of God doesn't have any limits. Bein l'roi, bein l'mishen roi, both. He can be good with those who deserve it and those who don't deserve it. Lachenu yikavel eschavdi Hashem bli shum avoida mitzido. Therefore, I will receive the kindness of God without any work on my side. No, this is not bitachon. Ki lefi zeh patel kol ha'inyan deskar ve'oinesh. Because according to this, you're actually destroying the whole Judaism. You destroyed the whole fundament of reward and punishment. Like, I'm going to kill, I'm going to steal, and God is going to be good with me, really. So forget it. No, this is not Yiddishkeit. No. That's not what the Rebbe is saying. Not that you believe that God can be good to anybody, so therefore he's going to be good with me, even if I'm a bad person. No. אלא ביטחון ואבוידה והגיע בנפשי. This is the חידוש, this phrase is the novelty of this whole teaching. ביטחון is a work and it's an effort in yourself. You have to do something, work on something. And if you don't work on it, it's not going to happen. What's the work? והיא מביאה חסדי השם. This work that you do brings the kindness of God, that this kindness of God is a result of the work and the effort of a person trusting God. What is the work? Sanctifying trust. Through that the person realizes really the truth, truthfully. And in the depths, from the depths of his soul. Rak al HaKadosh Baruch Hu levad, only in God. At she'ein adayek klal, to the point that you don't worry at all. So this is trust. I'm really relying only on God. The only thing. I'm not worried at all. I'm tranquil, complete tranquility, because I'm only relying on him. Arei seder zogufa. This awakening, so to speak, this generates that God is going to behave with you in that way. He's going to be good with you. Even if without this trust, you don't deserve it. So this is the definition of trust, according to what the Rebbe is saying. And he actually took it from Chovetz HaLevavot. It's not that the Rebbe made it up. The Rebbe is saying like this, in other words, you're going to have to work to trust God. What's the work of trusting God? Track good. Think positively. Think well. And God, that thinking well is going to make God, quote unquote, force God, nothing force him, okay, of course, but force him to be good with you. But the condition is you really just trust God. Just him. Nothing else. And even if you don't see any possibility in nature to be saved from whatever the problem is, just by trusting him, he says, "Woo, this guy is only relying on me. Nobody can help you, so I'll help him." This is the content of the Mitzvah, how do you say mitzvah? The commandment. This is the content of the commandment, trust God. Like God is saying, trust God. Betach Hashem, it's a Tehillim, Psalms. She'a Adam tzarich le'ashlich es yahavo yal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'yeitiv lo'y betevani levanigle. A person has to throw his burden on God, that God is going to be good with you in a revealed manner. No question about it. And when you rely only, ach verak is like double only, on God only, like three times the same thing in the same phrase. Mi blila says cheshboines, the Rebbe says between parentheses, without making any like workings and machinations and counting and calculations. Imef shalalinat zelchule, can I really be saved or not? I don't know, maybe yes, maybe not. Nah, forget it. God, you take care of this. Azai, then anaga imoyim lemaila hu mida keneged miga. Then God is going to behave with you from above measurement by measurement. You behave with me like this, I'll behave with you like this also. Shekosh Baruch Hu shoymer alav. God is going to guard you. Umerachem alav. He's going to have mercy on you. Gamim al pi cheshbon ein roi lekach. Even if according to all the calculations, you do not deserve it. You don't deserve that it should be good on you in a revealed manner. You actually deserve some kind of punishment, you know? Yeah, but forget it. No. Because this guy did something special. In a way of avoida veigia. The Rebbe actually repeated this twice. Working and effort. Both things. This is the explanation of the words of the Tzemach Tzedek. This trust on God is going to bring good results. Tracht good, think good, bet sein good, then it's going to be good. Yeah, just like that? Yeah. This is not like it's something on the side. Yeah, trust. No. This is a definition of trust that we were actually commanded to. So once the Rebbe brought the idea of the Tzemach Tzedek, this whole thing of trusting God, tracht gut und sein gut, think well, throw yourself to God, your burdens to God, etc., etc. Vov, 6. Al pi anal yesh leimar. According to what we explained, you could say, shezoi kavanas hakosuv parsha seinu. This is what it's written in Parsha Shmois, in our Parsha, so to speak. Shemesaper al irose shel Moishe. Kesheshama mea ivri, shalearargeni chule, kasherarakte samitzi. This is explanation, this is such a novelty that the Rebbe is saying over here, of what the Torah relates, that Moshe was afraid when he's heard from the other Jew, Dasam, Baviram, etc., that, are you going to kill me just like you killed the Egyptian? And Moshe was afraid. Liashmiyenu yesoidan nal bebindas habitachon. The Torah is teaching us a fundamental thing in the quality of trust. The trust in God is what brings and generates the salvation from God. And from the positive things, you learn the opposite. Look, hear these words. The fact that a person is not saved from his problems is because something is missing in his trust to God. Again, positive way is, I trust God fully, I get saved. Even if I don't deserve it. The way we define trust, work and effort, etc. Tracht good, think good, etc., etc. Throw your burden to God, rely only on God, etc. But if you don't do that, I'm sorry, God is not going to save you. And so Moshe was afraid. Why was he afraid? Because he heard that he killed somebody, people know, really, you're afraid? Immediately Pharaoh heard you killed somebody. This is the result of his fear. It's amazing. Vezeu, mashekosuv, that's why it's written, va'ira Moshe, Moshe was afraid, va'yemar, and he said, ochen noidadavar, oive, people know about this, really, people know about this. Take off le'achardeh, immediately after that, va'ishma Pharaoh heard. Before Moshe was afraid, Pharaoh didn't hear anything. He didn't know. Now Moshe is afraid. Somebody told Pharaoh, I'm going to kill this guy. Vayivakesh la'arog es Moshe. When Pharaoh wanted to kill Moshe, Vayivrach Moshe ran away, etc. And then the Rebbe explains it clearly. Kivan she Moshe haya yorel en nafshoy, ve'lei botach v'ashem, because Moshe was afraid for his life, and he did not trust God, that it shouldn't come out any damage. God forbid, from his good deeds. What are the good deeds? Killing the Egyptian. Brackets. Lehagen al Eish Israel. He was protecting a Jew. From an Egyptian was hitting him. And he actually gave a reprimand, whatever. He saw two Jews fighting. He wanted to say to them, hey, don't fight, etc. These were good deeds. So you shouldn't have been afraid that anything bad is going to happen to me because of my good deeds. But he was afraid. And his fear, this generated that Pharaoh heard. This thing that he killed an Egyptian, and he wanted Pharaoh to kill Moshe. And then he had to run away, etc. And we know the rest of the story. The fear of Moshe, that generated the Pharaoh heard. The bad results, so to speak. Brackets. Ula yesh loymar. Maybe we can say, shezu gam diuk loshen hakosov. This is also being precise with the words of the Torah. Vayoymar. Moshe said, he pronounced, ochen noida adavar. He said these words. Oh, really? People know now. This is known. Something known. This is not that Moshe just thought in his heart. Oh, maybe people know. He actually pronounced these words. That's what it means. He said these words. Maybe to the air. Doesn't really matter. He just said these words. Sheze magdil oid yoyser adgash asachison bebitochen. This makes bigger the emphasis of the lack of trust. Not only that he thought about this and he was worried, he actually spoke about it. Oive, you spoke about it? Terrible. Pharaoh is going to kill you. Which is not the case if Moshe would have trusted completely God. And he would not be worried at all from the situation in which he was found. Actually, the thing was known. Like, Jews knew about it. That's a fact. Because Dasan and Aviram, they knew about it. And he could reach the ears of Pharaoh. That's the fact. People know about it. And it could actually get publicized. But if he would not have been afraid, this itself would have generated that the thing would have been forgotten. Yeah, it was known, and it could reach Pharaoh, but I'm not worried. I don't care. So Pharaoh would have never heard about it. And it would have been good for him in a revealed manner. From here we can learn a teaching, a lesson in practical things. Adam when a person finds problems, impediments in keeping Torah mitzvahs, the commandments, etc., all of ladas, you should know, shebitul menias vikuvim elu talui boy uvenagase. The annulment of these impediments and the problems, whatever, depends in you and in your behavior. Deim yesh lebitochen gomor v'Hashem, if you have complete trust in God, that God is going to help you for it to be good, to the point that you are in complete tranquility, with no worry at all. Brackets, okay, move on. Biachadim ze, as it's understandable, together with this, you do everything that you can, according to the nature, the ways of nature, in order to annul, to destroy these problems, so to speak. You do your part. But if you really trust God, tracht gut wird sein gut. We were promised. Think well, it's going to be well. Sheken yele poyel. This is going to be in practical manners. Like that. Good. She isbatlu kol ameniyes veikuvin. All the impediments and all the problems are going to get away, destroyed, get annulled. And it's going to be good for you in a practical way, in a revealed manner, in a basar, to your eyes of flesh, down here in this world, like all the kinds of adjectives to say it's going to really be good, really, 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 like. And just as in the redemption from Egypt, it's written, in the merit of the trust the Jewish people were redeemed from Egypt. And the same thing is going to happen with the redemption from this last exile. Kedisa b'medrash, as the Midrash says, Kedai hen legeula v'schara kivui atzmoi. We are already proper for us to be redeemed as a reward for trusting God. Kivui, kavei, tikva, is the same thing. V'chen tielanu, the same thing should happen for us. Shebizchus habitachon shebnei Yisrael shekreva Yeshuas ilavai, in merit of the trust that the Jewish people have that the salvation of God is close to come. This is from Isaiah 56. We're going to be meritorious that God is going to redeem us. Begula mitis ashleima, in the complete and true redemption. Bimeheiro biyomeinu mamish. Speedily in our days, really.